From the Free Presbyterian Church of Ulster, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you join us today as we spend time around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness to men and women in all their need.
The reading of Scripture is found in John's Gospel, the chapter 13, commencing at the verse 33. Little children, yet a little while I am with you. Ye shall seek me. And as I said unto the Jews, whither I go, ye cannot come. So now I say to you, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another. As I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. Simon Peter said unto him, Lord, whither goest thou? Jesus answered him, Whither I go, thou canst not follow me now, but thou shalt follow me afterwards. Peter said unto him, Lord, why cannot I follow thee now? I will lay down my life for thy sake. Jesus answered him, Wilt thou lay down thy life for my sake? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, the cock shall not crow till thou hast denied me thrice. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Let's have a word of prayer together. Let's call upon the Lord for his blessing upon us. Our gracious God and loving Heavenly Father, we bow before Thee. We come to give You thanks for Your love and for Your grace and for Your kindness towards us. We rejoice that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. Greater love hath no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his friends. And Father, we rejoice that Christ, the Son, came to lay down His life so that we might be forgiven. We rejoice in the truth of the gospel. We want to thank You, Lord, for revealing Yourself to us in Your word. We rejoice, Lord, that from Genesis to Revelation, we see the greatness of our God. We see the awfulness of our sin. And Lord, we see Your mercy and Your tenderness in offering us full and free salvation through Thy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, as we gather here, we pray You would bless the proclamation of Thy word. We pray, Lord, You would take every soft word, every loud word, and, Lord, apply it to our hearts. May the Spirit of God have His way in this meeting. May the Word of God have free course and be glorified. We pray, Lord, for the Reverend Paul Foster as he comes to preach the Word, that, Lord, You would bless him. You would give him power to proclaim truth for the glory of Your name. Give him liberty. And may we, the hearers, receive fresh blessings from Thee. Lord, if there are any unsaved, Lord, save them, we pray. Bring them on to Yourself. For those who are Your people, Lord, sanctify and build us up and do us good. So, Lord, be with us now. May Thy presence indeed be a felt reality. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Our next hymn is What Think Ye of Christ?
Thank you. could look with me, please, particularly at John chapter 14, verse 6. We read there, "Jesus saith unto him," that is Thomas, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." In life, there are some things that can appear very simple the first time you look at them. But whenever you begin to look at them more and more, you begin to see there's a great depth to it. For example, you take the sport of table tennis. It's a very simple sport, isn't it? You've got a table, you've got a net, and you've got a couple of bats and a ball, and it's just a matter of knocking the ball over the net. It's a simple game. However, if you look at the International Table Tennis Federation's website and you look at the rules of table tennis, you'll begin to realize that there's more to the game of table tennis than you might imagine. For example, you take the material of the table. You might think, sure, it can be made of any material, plastic or wood or metal. And while that's true, yet for a proper game of table tennis, if you drop a table tennis ball from 30 centimeters, the table must be made in such a way that the table tennis ball, whenever it bounces, it will reach again a height of 23 centimeters. Otherwise, it's not going to be a proper game of table tennis, according to the ITTF. Or what about the length of the table? You think, well, surely as long as it's rectangular, well, sure, that's all that matters. But no. It has to be 274 centimeters long, 152.5 centimeters wide, 76 centimeters from the ground, and the net itself must not be 15 or 16 or 17 centimeters in height, but 15.25. Telling you, there's more to table tennis than you'd imagine. What about the ball? The ball has to be 40 millimeters in diameter. It must not weigh more than 2.7 grams or less than that, and it must be colored white or orange if you're going to play a proper game of table tennis. Now, there's a lot more could be mentioned, but I'm sure you're getting the grasp that there's more to table tennis than meets the eye. And whenever we come into John chapter 14, verse 6, this wonderful statement that Jesus Christ has given, it's a very simple statement. Christ being asked by Thomas, "How do we get to the Father's house? How do we get to glory? How do we get to heaven?" Jesus Christ, he answered, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Jesus Christ, the only way to glory. A very simple statement, a very simple verse. But did you ever ask yourself the question, why did Jesus Christ not just say, "I am the way, no man cometh unto the Father but by me"? Why was it whenever Jesus Christ was asked by Thomas, "How do we get to glory?" Christ said, not merely, "I am the way." He said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." There's a depth to this verse. And today I simply want to look a little at the depth of this verse. How do we get to glory? One of the most important questions. How do we know we're saved? We have eternal life. We must have Jesus Christ as our way. We must have Jesus Christ as our truth. And we must have Jesus Christ as our life. Only then do we have eternal life. So let's, first of all, look at what Jesus Christ says here. He says, "I am the way." The word for way there simply means a road. Jesus Christ said, "I am the road to glory. I am the road to heaven." For example, in Mark chapter 10, verse 46, the word that's translated way here in the Greek is translated as highway. We read about a beggar sitting at a highway begging. It's a road. Or indeed in Matthew chapter 22, Jesus Christ tells the story of a king who arranged a wedding for his son, and he told people to go out into the highways, or out into the roads, to compel people to come in. Jesus Christ said, "I am the road to glory." Now what does that mean? What must we have if we're ever going to get to glory? And the answer is, we must have Christ. Perhaps you ask today, what's the requirements for glory? What's the requirements for eternal life? And it's very simple. First of all, you must have done nothing wrong, and you must have done everything right. For example, in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 to 10, we're told, "Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God." In Revelation 21, verse 8, we're told that all murderers and all liars shall have their part in the lake of fire, which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. You must have done nothing wrong in order to get the glory, and you must have done everything right. Whenever Jesus Christ was asked by one man, what's the great commandment of the law? Jesus Christ said in Matthew 22, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Now let me ask you today, how do you match up? By your own life, how do you match up? Can you say today that you have done nothing wrong? That you have never told a lie? That you have never taken something that didn't belong to you? You have never stolen? Can you say you've never looked at a person with lust? Can you say you've done nothing wrong in your life? And can you also say you've done everything right? And you've done it with love. Loving God with all your heart, loving Him with all your mind, loving Him with all your strength. You say today you've done nothing wrong, done everything right. Oh, well, if you're honest, and I'm honest, we'll have to say we don't match the criteria to get to eternal life. That's why we need Jesus Christ. We must have Him as our way, as our road. You see, just before Jesus Christ said these words in John 14, verse 6, He had instituted the Lord's Supper. And that's where He took bread. That was not dirty bread. It was clean bread. It was pure bread. And He took the bread and He broke it. He said, this is a picture of My body broken for you. My life is perfect. I fulfilled every jot and every tittle. I've dotted every I, crossed every T. I've fulfilled the law of God perfectly. And this is My life broken for you. While you have not lived a perfect life, yet I have on your behalf, and My perfect life, My righteousness can be accounted to you. You can get the glory because of My perfect life, My body broken for you. He also then took a cup of grape juice, and He said, this is My blood shed for the remission or the forgiveness of your sins. You and I can get the glory. You and I can have eternal life. You and I can get to heaven because of Christ. And the perfect life He lived. And there on that cross, and if He paid the debt for our sins and shed His precious blood. That's a very simple truth. But there's comforts to it, and there's challenges. Let me mention a few comforts. Whenever Jesus Christ said, I am the road, by that simple picture of a road, it means that Christ is the complete way to glory. What is a road by simple definition? A road is what takes you from point A to point B. If you imagine two towns, town A and town B. If you were someone who was to build a road and it went 50% of the way or even 99% of the way, you could not say that was a road from town A to town B. You could say it was a road toward town B, but you couldn't say it was all the way. A road is that which takes you actually from one place all the way to another place. And the wonderful reality is tonight that Jesus Christ said, I am the road to glory. You put your trust in Him, His life and His death on your behalf, and He'll take you all the way to glory. Not half of the way, not even 99% of the way, but all the way to glory. He says, I am the road. Christ is the complete way to glory. He's also the universal way to glory. One of the busiest roads in Northern Ireland is the West Link, and about 90,000 people would travel it every single day. One of the busiest roads in the world is the Highway 401 in Ontario, Canada, and it will carry over 420,000 vehicles a day. Now, if you were to be a bit sneaky, and you were to get a camera, and you were to look at all the people traveling on these busy roads, you will note that those who travel on roads, there's tall people and short people, there's thin people and big people. There's rich people and poor people. There's people with blonde hair and dark hair and red hair. Loads of different types of people. People from different parts of the world. All people can travel on roads. And today, the wonderful reality is Jesus Christ said, I am the road. He said, all that cometh unto Me, I'll in no wise cast out. Whosoever believeth in Me, Christ said, should not perish but have everlasting life. He's the universal way for all to come unto Him. You can have eternal life today. Jesus Christ is also the simple way to glory. Have you ever been asked to go to a destination and asking for directions how to get there? The person turned around and said to you, well, go along the main road and take a left at the second hedge on your right, then take your first left after your fourth bump, and on your third right after the seventh house. Once you pass the roundabout, I'm the third house after your second left. Those would be complicated directions because there's more than one road to take. But Christ said, I am the road. I am the road. You put your trust in my life and the debt I paid on the cross. You put your trust in me. And I'm that one single road that will take you all the way to glory. It's simple. It's simple. That's why the hymn writer said, a little child of 7 or even 3 or 4 can enter into heaven through Christ, the open door. For when a child believeth on Christ, the Son of God, eternal life receiveth by trusting in his word. Many comforts to this reality that Jesus Christ is the road, the way to glory. But there are some challenges. Because Christ is the essential way to glory. You and I may know about roads. We could look at a road. We could stand beside a road. We could look upon it. But unless we're actually on that road and traveling that road will do us no good. And maybe someone here today listening, and you may know about Jesus Christ, and you may know what he can do because you've seen it happen in other people's lives. But if you have not put your trust yet in Christ, if you're not yet on Christ, he's no good to you. Christ is the essential way to glory. You must admit that you're a sinner. Believe he loves you and died for you. Call upon him to forgive you, to save you. And thankfulness, turn from your sins and trust him. Have you? Have you got on the road today? Christ is the essential way to glory. He's also the exclusive way to glory. Because you're either on one road or you're not. You cannot be traveling two roads at the same time. You're either on one road or you're on another road. And there's some people who say, well, I trust Christ, but I also trust my church. Or I trust my minister, my priest. Or I trust the fact my parents are Christians. Or I trust that the fact I've been baptized. Or I trust something. I'm kind, I'm good, I don't want people to do anybody any harm. You can only travel one road. Christ, or something other than Christ. Who is your trust in today? It's in Christ, and him alone. Christ said, I am the way. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And Peter said in Acts chapter 4, verse 12, regarding Jesus Christ, neither is there salvation in any other, for there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. One last challenge regarding this way. Christ is the indispensable way to heaven. If you imagine again town A and town B and you got on the road at town A, if you got off that road at some point, you'll never get to the town B, sure you won't. Jesus Christ said in Mark 1:15, believe. And that's in the continual tense, believe and keep believing. Don't start and then stop. No, believe in Christ. Give your life to Christ and keep believing in him. Don't get off the road. Don't get off Christ. Because only if you continue will you get to glory. I wonder if someone today says, well, I did ask Christ, but I'm not believing in him. No, I know better. I'm believing in something else. It's only if you continue believing in Christ, his life and his death for you, that you'll get to glory. But Jesus Christ said not merely that he was the way, but he also said he was the truth. And let me just briefly mention what this means. Everybody in this world believes something. Some people believe God exists. Other people say God does not exist. Some people say that God's day should be kept holy. Other people say another day should be kept holy. Or indeed no day needs to be kept holy. Some people say it's okay to lie. Other people say, no, it's not right. Okay, it's not right to lie. Everybody believes something. But there are those today who turn around and say, well, what is truth? You know, what's right for you is not necessarily true for me. Some people say there's no such thing as absolute truth, no such thing as objective truth. They say truth is subjective. It's up to you what you think is right. But there's a comfort here. Jesus Christ said, I am the truth. The truth. That teaches us that there is such a thing as truth. That means the truth can be known. You don't need to be doubting, oh, am I in the right way or not? You can actually know the truth. You can actually listen to what Jesus Christ says in his word. And if you believe it, then you can know that you're on the right way. Not some mere hopeful wish. Jesus Christ said, in 1 John chapter 5, verse 13, the Apostle John, he said, these things I've written unto you that believe in the name of the Son of God, that ye may know, not feel, not merely hope wishfully, but know that ye have eternal life. Truth is real. And Christ himself is that truth. But there is a challenge. Where do you and I go to for truth? You know, some scientist could try and tell you, no, there's no such thing as God. Some parent could turn around and say, you know what, you're good enough just by yourself. Some minister, some priest could turn around and say to you, oh, God, is it God's not just. God will never punish people for sin. But let me ask you, where do you go for truth? You must go to Jesus Christ for truth. You must go to what he says in his word for truth. You see, all the Old Testament, we read in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 10, that the Old Testament prophets spoke by the Spirit of Christ. And in the New Testament, we're told that God, having spoken in the Old Testament by visions and dreams, by through his Spirit, yet now God speaks to us through his Son here in his word in the New Testament. Where do you go for truth? What are you trusting in? Are you trusting in the promises of God as revealed in his word? Whosoever believeth in Christ should not perish, but have everlasting life. Only if you go to the truth of Christ and his word can you be sure of glory. And lastly, Jesus Christ said, I am the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. You see, in Ephesians chapter 2, we're told that we're born dead in our sins. We're told that we're bound to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit and I work in the children of disobedience. We're dead, with no desire after God, but more than that, we're bound. We lie in the lap of the wicked one. We're bound by the devil. We're deceived by him. But the wonderful thing is Jesus Christ has come to give us life and to give us abundant life and to give us eternal life. And he's come to free us from the binds of the devil and to free us unto him. Jesus Christ said that I have come. That's the comfort. I have come to give life. Let me challenge you. Do you know you've been born again? Do you know that you've been born again? That Christ has given you life. And let me ask you, is Christ also then not merely the source of your life, but is he the pursuit of your life? Are you seeking to live for him with all that you have? Whenever he gives you a command in his word, that you follow it, you obey it. It will not be perfect. But Christ says not merely to believe and keep believing, but to repent and keep repenting. Are you turning from sin and keep turning on to Christ? Do you have Christ today as your way, your truth, and your life? If not, no man cometh unto the Father. But if you do, Christ is your trust. His life is death. Christ is your truth. And Christ is your life. And you will go to be with the Father. The Lord bless his word. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for thy word. Bless it too as we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for spending some time with us today around the Word of God. For further information, visit our website at ltbs.tv. We look forward to joining with you next time as we seek to let the Bible speak once again.